Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk Hour 3. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks. We've got Todd Kunin and then Cal Hunter behind the glass, our producer. We're going to talk about El Chapo's wife is pleading guilty to, and we're going to discuss why. And that's just a very brief one. Water polo, this is the interesting one we're going to talk about. Water polo players sue and get a certain amount of money in a class action suit. That's very interesting. And then we're going to talk about dog attacks. Ezekiel Elliott's being sued for his dogs attacking someone. But I'm going to get into a little bit about dogs and what you got to remember about your dog. Everyone's out there probably listening has a dog. You want to listen to a couple of things I have to say about I'm a plaintiff's personal injury lawyer that pursues people who have dogs that bite. And everyone thinks it has to be a bite. Not necessarily. Every state's different. Don't get me wrong. But it's not necessarily a bite all the time, even a knockdown or an attack or, it didn't bite you. Well, it knocked this person down and broke their arm. So there's liability reasons that you want to hear as we talk about this third hour. There's some important things that I'm going to throw out there just for you to think about, and you can seek local counsel. Again, what we do at Radio Law Talk is we do an important thing called case or no case. And before we get to that, you can call in if you want, or you can text in. You can go to our Instagram or Twitter, tweet out what your answer is to a scenario that Cal Hunter, our producer, does. He tries to trick us. His whole job is to trick us, and we have to determine whether or not what he's giving us, the scenario, is a case or not a case. And if it's a case, we have to determine what the outcome of the case was, and we get points for this. And the fun thing about getting points is we have to get up to 50 points. The first person to win, that person gets to go out to dinner, and all the other hosts or co-hosts have to pay for that dinner. And you guys still owe me for last time's winnings, and they keep putting it off, and I just, I don't know.
Who keeps putting it off?
I'm ready. I'll go right after today.
I think I set reservations three separate and distinct times.
Wow.
And I didn't put it off.
Okay.
This is a bad time of day to be talking about food, by the way.
I think it was Todd.
Oh, yeah, this is the third hour.
I told you we just go for lunch right after Radio Law Talk. I'm ready for lunch right now. In fact, there's a restaurant right next door to our studio. We can go over and have some lunch. But we're going to so what we do here is Cal is going to lay out a scenario and call us. You don't have to be on the air. You can just say, hey, this is what I think. But it's called case or no case. Here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Now to Arlington, Texas, where Cheryl Curtis was a teacher at the local high school, and she hated cats. Hated them.
Oh, it's hard.
At her school, there was a colony of about 50 feral cats. They smelled, hung out in the shop area right by her photography classroom. And the smell and just the presence of those cats drove her up the proverbial wall. She approached the school a couple of times, even went to her union rep, and asked if someone in an official capacity might make the furry beasts go away. The school acknowledged that they were inconvenient, but they said, we don't have any responsibility. Sherilyn said, yes, you do. You have to provide a safe workspace. And what's more, one of the cats scratched her, and she was more than she could handle, getting territorial. One male, in fact, bit her and scratched her. She said, enough is enough, so she called the union lawyer to see if she might seek legal action against the school and the administration for failing to remove a kitty cat hazard. And so I ask you, Denise Dirks, case. It is your turn, right?
Yes.
Case
Or no case.
Can we change the title to Case, It Is Your Turn, Right?
Wow. Denise.
Am I going to have to write that? What say you, Denise?
You know what? This is interesting because a lot of people hear this, but they don't know it's true. There is a thing when you can get scratched or bit by a cat, and you get what's called cat scratch fever.
That's right.
And it's an illness, and you get really sick from it.
If only there was a song of such a title.
See, let's call Ted Nugent. Maybe he can write one. There you go. All right, Fred's got it. So what do you think, Denise?
No, we got to play it.
Oh, we're rocking.
Yeehaw.
All righty.
That's cat scratch feed.
And he got the COVID, you know. Ted Nugent got the COVID.
So the question is, can feral cats be cause an unsafe work environment? And I think they can, especially since they were outside of her workshop. They were bothering her. She got injured by it. So I'm going to say that this is a cat scratch fever, not. No case.
Mr. Penny, what do you think?
I think this is actually something that occurred. Did we say what state it was?
Texas.
No? Texas.
Texas. Okay. I'm going to say yes, this is a case. And she did bring a suit against the basically the school district, and she won. And I think this is clearly it's a dangerous situation for the kids. They got rabies, and they could get the Ted Nugent cat scratch fever.
Yeah, all kinds of bad stuff. Can
this
happen.
Is the problem. Mm-hmm. Fred knows Cal too well. You and I, Todd, are at a disadvantage because we don't know Cal as well as Fred does.
Well, I don't know. I think after 4 years, I know Cal.
I think we know each other pretty well. I'm not holding anything back. My life is an open book. So, Todd, what say you, case or no case?
And that's a boring life.
Right, tell me about it.
Life flashed before my eyes and I fell asleep.
No one cares to read.
So, all right, so here's what I say. You mentioned that she went to talk to her union rep,
right?
So one of the things I know, National Labor Relations Act, 1937, the reason we have collective bargaining is to bargain over wages, hours, and working conditions, and that would be the working conditions. So to the extent that a labor relations case was filed and would constitute a case, I'm going to say that this is a case, and it's filed and with the NLRB, but I'm going to say she wins.
Okay.
So you guys agree?
We agree.
She wins.
All right. So, Fred and Todd, you say this is a case. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess we can give the answer now.
My gosh, Denise.
Denise got this. Now, the case is based on the true story of a woman who saw a problem and actually got all of the cats spayed and neutered, replacing the colony's size. It cut the colony down by about two-thirds. And then she bought a small piece of ground and decided she wanted to build a house and move the rest of the cats there so she could live with them.
Oh, my gosh.
This was a true, by definition, a cat lady.
She had more than two.
So, Todd, we should introduce Todd to her.
Well, that's what what I have down here written is, no, Todd, I don't have her number. Sorry.
Do you have a picture?
Thank heaven.
Wait a minute. Is that a real scenario?
Yes.
Do we have her picture?
I don't have her picture.
Cat lady.
Arlington, and I don't even know if it was on Arlington, Texas. I just made that part up.
Teacher. She was a teacher?
Yep.
Teacher, feral cats.
Yeah.
I'm going to see.
And what I did not realize is if once the cats are spayed and neutered, they don't let new members into the colony.
Really?
Yeah, so the size was reduced almost by half very quickly because those that were not spayed and neutered, they couldn't come and they went away. So.
Because they don't have that need to procreate.
I guess. I don't know. It's an
And not, you know, degenerate.
Yes, because that only happens on a basis of need. There's never anything more than that.
Well, for the cat.
for the cat, yeah. By the way, I have cats, so I don't need to, I don't need the headache of a relationship to find somebody who has cats. I just go ahead, I've got my own, I'm good to go.
Well, not only you got your own, but they'll ignore you like the other ladies that'll ignore you, too. Just
Don't cats
ignore you all the time?
What's your point, Fred?
Exactly. We'll be back after this.
This is Radio Law Talk. There's much more coming up.
RadioLawTalk.com.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.com. Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Recycling the water they use only at...
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Well, we're back. We're going to finish up really quick and just quickly touch on El Chapo's wife,
I
don't know. What is it? How do you say his name?
El Chapo.
That's what I thought I said. Anyway, wife, Emma Cornell, is pleading guilty to helping run a global drug cartel. That's apparently, according to the Wall Street Journal, has said that, but apparently the most interesting thing that I looked up at this Wall Street Journal article, who is by Jose de Cordova was the individual that wrote this Wall Street Journal article. I forgot about the tunnel plot where he escaped this top security Mexican prison. They dug a tunnel and had like this little rails underneath it, and it went into his bathroom apparently in the jail, and he rode this motorcycle on these rails out through and escaped. And that's just crazy. But anyway, she is supposedly going to do a plea deal and cooperating. Whether or not she's cooperating with the federal authorities, they don't know, but she's going to do a plea deal and to charges of conspiracy to distribute narcotics, conspiracy to launder money, and engaging in unlawful financial transactions, apparently. So there you go. There's not much more to talk about it. That's what she's apparently.
There's one thing.
Sure.
You know that El Chapo he's pretty much the head of the Sinaloa cartel.
Right.
And there's another, Emma's family are very high up in the Sinaloa cartel.
Okay.
So it's almost like cartel royalty marrying cartel royalty.
Oh, gotcha.
And we don't know if she's the fourth or the fifth wife of El Chapo, because we haven't been able to keep track.
Is he still in jail? He's still in jail.
Oh, yeah, he's been convicted.
Oh,
and she sat through
right.
the entire jail.
That's right. I mean,
trying
trial.
To be supportive.
The trial.
Trying to be very supportive of him.
Yeah.
Wearing big old wide dark glasses so nobody could read her emotions.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And she has twin 9-year-olds with him. 9-year-old girls.
Twin girls.
So the thought is maybe she's cooperating.
I don't get the sense he's going to be going anywhere. Unless he finds another guy with a motorcycle and a tunnel digging machine.
I don't know. What prison? Do we know where he is right now?
Isn't it Rikers?
I don't know.
No, I don't. He's not. Rikers is a state prison. He's on federal charges. I think he may be in Colorado, but...
Or probably
Arizona.
Keep that on the lowdown, huh?
Making sure that nobody's tunneling.
Well, let's talk about water polo. My son played water polo for years, and he was actually on, like, the competitive teams, and my daughter was a swimmer, so I have been... I've watched water polo games, and I'm telling you, these games are brutal. He would come home with scratches on his back, just up and down his back, and they play pretty tough. But apparently, and this is something, by the way, I have never heard about until this time period, that there's a number of water polo players that brought a sex abuse action against an individual that was a coach for the internet for USA Water Polo, and they brought a lawsuit against the coach, the USA Water Polo, apparently the club that he was a coach for, and International Water Polo. International Water Polo Club and USA Water Polo. So the lawsuit was brought between them about apparently some alleged sexual abuse. Now let me tell you what happens. And coming from a father who watched, how brutal this is, the problem is what happens underwater, because they can't see the referees. It's very difficult for them to see what happens under the water. And they play dirty tricks. And they will kick you if you're especially a guy. They're just swimming because, don't forget, they're paddling and treading water, right? And by the way, I was saying during the break, everyone thinks it's tough what the football players and all the other sports do when they train. These guys, it's brutal. If you ever see a water polo player's ripped stomach and what great shape they're in, what they go through during practice is crazy. They literally tread water. Try to do this, go out and tread water for up to 15 minutes sometimes.
Sometimes longer.
But guess what? It's not just treading water. They're holding a chair above their head. Like they'll hold a chair above their head or a couple chairs above their head and tread water for 5 minutes. And that's how they get in such good shapes. But apparently this coach was showing them some unethical and improper techniques that are not supposed to be done, but kind of cheating type techniques that were inappropriate. And it was the girls' water polo, and he was showing them things that they could do underwater to other girls to basically make them drop the ball, right? They're ready to shoot or pass the ball, and these inappropriate things. And he has actually, I believe he pled guilty to some,
he's not pled guilty.
Okay, but they have not at this time had the trial. Okay. So they're in the process of that, but the civil litigation just settled for $13.85 million.
Wow.
So that's,
and
that's
10 of them,
amount.
10 of the athletes are going to split that money.
Yes.
And there was a significant thing that happened with the U.S., with the California Supreme Court, I think, that really brought on this settlement with
right.
the players.
Right.
Because, mind you, that the settlement was with USA Water Polo. And in April, the California Supreme Court came down in another case, which was USA Taekwondo, and said, look, the parent organization, USA Taekwondo, is responsible and has a duty when it comes to the actions, protecting the players from the actions of coaches and things like that. When that ruling came down in April, up until that point in time, USA Water Polo had been like, that was the coach, it wasn't us, we don't have a duty.
Right. Or the club.
Yeah, or the club. And the Supreme Court came in and said, yes, you do. And within 2 months of that ruling, we have this settlement. I think USA Water Polo realized, our goose is cooked, this goes to trial, and they reached a $14 million settlement.
Right. I want to talk a little bit about what's called Safe Sport Code in sports when we come back. And then we're going to jump into Ezekiel Elliott case, but very Julio Jones, who is the wide receiver, right?
Wide receiver for the Falcons, now with the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, just traded, yeah.
We're going to talk about some interesting legal issues about a recording. We'll be back after this.
Well, there's more Radio Law Talk coming up here, including quick takes in the final segment. So if you stay there, we'll have all of that and more for you right here on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4-LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4-LAW. 6-4-LAW.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Terrorism or gang violence among the possible motives behind a mass shooting in Texas. At least 13 people hurt in this morning's shooting in downtown Austin, two of them in critical condition. The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force and Austin Police involved in the investigation. This comes just hours after a mass shooting in Savannah, Georgia last night. One dead, eight others hurt. A 2-year-old and a 13-year-old among those shot, both expected to survive. No arrests announced in either shooting. Vladimir Putin sharing his thoughts on former President Trump.
I believe that former U.S. President, Mr. Trump, is an extraordinary individual, talented individual. Otherwise, he would not have become U.S. President. He's a colorful individual.
Putin speaking through an interpreter in a recent interview with NBC News. Putin says President Biden is radically different from Trump, and he calls Biden a career man. The full interview will air Monday. Biden and Putin will meet Wednesday in two private sessions in Switzerland. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
I just wish you guys could hear all of our discussions we have off the air.
No. I'm just glad you can't hear all of our discussions off the air.
We just have some great times here. But Safe Sport Code, that is basically the Olympic Code that defines the U.S. Center for Safe Sports Authority. We were talking earlier about the water polo lawsuits and then the Taekwondo lawsuit. They basically said, look, you, under California law, you have a duty to follow these safe sports codes, and you can just look it up on Safe Sport Code and check it out. But there's a number of – it applies to all participants defined within the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic movement. This is a federal law that derives from a March 3, 2017 date that it was introduced. And, you know, they revised it a few times, but it became the most revised edition became effective April 1st, 2021. Now, look, it's a huge read, but go ahead and look that up, and you can see all these different rules. But clearly some of the things this coach was doing and teaching was definitely not safe within the sport. So let's see what happens. There's going to be more lawsuits coming, but we're going to follow this closely and make sure if you're a parent that coaches are not teaching your children to do things that are teaching him to cheat. Well, not just cheat, but just very inappropriate. The stuff, and we can't even say it on the radio what they're doing under, you know.
Make sure your coaches aren't doing criminal acts, and also make sure that they're not teaching your children to do such
unethical. And I think the point I wanted to make was, number one, did any of this come out of the Michigan sex abuse scandal regarding the gymnastics, or was this
that
mostly...
That was all part of it. Yeah, they talk about that. That's part of it. It's kind of got its own wheels going.
Yeah, so that set the stage for sure.
Right.
Well, I would say that looking into all of this, setting this was...
Right.
Penn State.
Right.
I mean, that really starts to get the focus on what's going on, and
that these clubs have to protect the children.
And this is the tough part, because up until then, for the longest time, it was always, you know, trust the coach. The coach, you know, just assumed that your coach had your best interest. The coach was going to do good things. And now you're learning that coaches, and in the case of Michigan, maybe medical professionals and stuff, didn't deserve that level of trust. And it's heartbreaking.
It's a shame.
People are going to be living with that the rest of their life.
Well, I guess that's people in general, not just sports. Right?
So that's true.
Well,
that's
right.
True.
So now parents, know your coaches. Know who are teaching your children. Know, ask them questions. Are they teaching you to play well? Are they teaching you to play fair?
And your scout masters.
Right.
And your,
everything.
You have to know the people around your children, period.
Exactly right.
All right, so let's talk about Ezekiel Elliott. Let me talk about dog bites attacks.
Now you have to know who's been around your dog.
That's exactly right.
Well, that's important, too.
This is what people don't understand. I've many times, and we do, we bring lawsuits where we sue for people's dog bites, and people think, different states are different. There's what's called a first bite rule. Some states allow, well, it's your first bite. You didn't know about the propensity of the dog to be mean. You're not liable. The second bite, you are. But most states, believe it or not, a lot of them, they don't have a first bite rule. So you're going to be liable no matter what. Even if the dog, well, the kid provoked the dog, so what? You're liable. The kid came into my house and pulled his ears, so what? So you've got to be very careful. Now, here's the thing that I'm going to throw out there. That is the most important tidbit that I'm going to throw out for free. And it is that I've heard this so many times as a lawyer, personal injury lawyer. Well, I have insurance I'm under my homeowners to cover my dog. And that's where you get it, is the homeowners covers it. There's exceptions in your homeowners policies for certain breeds of dog. And let me tell you, the vast majority of the time, the exception is Rottweilers and Pit Bulls. So if you have a Rottweiler and a Pit Bull, and they say, it's great, don't worry, I have insurance and it covers my dogs. And you know what? Better double check to see the exception of what breeds they do not cover. And a lot of them just will not cover it. And then you're in trouble. So that's Ezekiel Elliott has Rottweilers. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm just thinking about the dyslexic homeowner's insurance policy that doesn't protect against acts of dog. And so.
Well, there you go.
good
Did
heaven.
I say
there we
acts
go.
Acts of dog?
Acts of God.
See, the dyslexic homeowner's insurance policy doesn't protect against acts of dog.
Well, see, dog, I mean, okay, you can't talk about stuff like that in the third hour toward the end.
Blood sugar gets low.
We're getting hungry. Cal and I walk by each other during the break, and I go, I'm hungry. So am I.
I said, let's go to the Chinese place. Anyway.
If we didn't have another 30 minutes, we were going to go grab a bite to eat. So Ezekiel,
do you remember the time we got DoorDash to come in and bring us?
Yes, we did.
So what's the liability profile, Fred? I mean, what do people end up having to pay for this kind of stuff? Is it expensive?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me tell you about it. It was quite some time ago. A pit bull attacked a 8-year-old girl. And, by the way, they did have insurance. And this is what I told them. And this is the most important thing. I'm going to remind the jury, the minute I get in there, the name of your pit bull. The name of the pit bull was Darth Vader.
Uh-oh.
So we got an 8-year-old cute little girl against Darth Vader the pit bull. Who's going to win the case?
I had a dog that was a German Shepherd, and we called him Brutus Baron from Österreich. And
rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, he got old, and he got out of the yard, and one of my babysitters tried to just sit him down. But he wasn't going to leave the yard, but she didn't know that, and so she tried to sit him down, and he did a snip at her.
Right.
And, you know, he was old. He'd never done that before, but to be honest with you, He did it.
But you know the other thing people say, and I hear this all the time, well, you don't know Mr. Penny because our dog, our pit bull, or our Rottweiler is trained, and a lot of them are loving. And you get the Pit Bull Association, the Rottweiler, they'll just jump down lawyers like mine throat. Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this, people that have Rottweilers and Pit Bulls. It's not that they're not good. So a lot of them are nice dogs. But dogs, no matter what breed, can snap.
Yeah.
Right?
And don't ever say to somebody, don't worry, he won't bite you because you may be lying.
Here's the second thing I say. The difference between a Cocker Spaniel that snaps and is going to take a bite out of a child and a Pit Bull or a Rottweiler is a huge difference. What's going to happen to that child? So you've got to be very vigilant and careful. As parents, be vigilant and careful about your children around dogs. People are just like, oh, just tell you, like, cows, let them pet, come pet them. Be very careful. And it's not just that. Guess what? Many states, you got to check your state laws. It's not just a bite. Oh, he didn't bite. My dog just knocked the lady down and broke her arm. You can still be liable for that. Not a bite. And there's no bite rules. It's just the dog attacks. Oh, the dog hit another dog and knocked that dog into us and knocked me over. You can be liable still. So just be very careful. Look at your policies. Make sure you're covered. And as if you have children or grandchildren, be very careful who they hang out with, because Ezekiel Elliott has Rottweilers, and they're having a tendency to bite. They've already bit one time, and now apparently as he went somewhere, he left it with the dog sitter and this company that watches people's dogs, that apparently the dogs took off after the handler. And
gonna tease Fred here a little bit. Last hour we were talking about criminal law, and he starts snoring on the air.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting to the point where I could replay this to help overcome the insomnia.
That's true. No, I agree with you. This is boring, so that's why I stopped.
But, you know, plus, Todd, he can't look me in the eyes right now because I inherited his Rottweiler dog, who's darling and lovely.
Well,
but every time Fred says something about it being an exception to your homeowner's insurance, Todd looks down and won't look me in the eyes.
Well, I think there's another factor we haven't talked about, and that is dog fights and the liability that can occur there as well when it's dog-on-dog violence.
I can talk on that. But they're still, at this point, property, and everyone's like, well, my dog died because this dog killed, or even someone abused their dog or did something to their dog. An outside person. Oh, it did something. It's still
we're
going to
see
property.
That's going to get to be more and more important because now in
change.
The family law context,
right.
Dogs, you can have custody of pets, and pets have become more than just mere chattel.
Exactly
so
right.
So we're going to see probably personal injury start to shift a little bit. And
for
not
now it hasn't. Yeah, for now it hasn't. At least that I know of. In other states it might have, but you check your state. But yeah, that's.
I just wonder if Fred, Daphne, Velma, and especially Shaggy had appropriate insurance to cover the acts of Scoob.
Raggy?
Rambo?
Is it covered under our auto policy for the mystery machine here? Come on.
Wow, this is getting off the rails. We're going
or
off the rails.
Scary mansion homeowner's insurance.
Did he buy you? Oh, my gosh, away with it. Admin for these meddling kids.
Ross the rails?
Okay.
Hey,
Shannon Sharp of ESPN and Julio Jones from the Atlanta Falcons, that's not with the Falcons now, an interesting thing about whether you can record someone or not. We'll be back and we'll talk about the law.
Privacy rights, and that's still to be expounded upon. Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. and people panic. Grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
Talking about what to be careful of is recording news or recording laws. When can you record someone? When can't you? There are different laws in different states. We know there's a one-party rule and a two-party rule, so both parties have to agree. Most states, generally speaking, I believe it's most states are a two-party rule, or both parties have to agree to be recorded. Some, like Utah and New Jersey, is that correct? I think it's Jersey, are a one-party state. So if you're both in Jersey or both in Utah, someone can record you without you basically knowing. And I brought that up to Todd and Denise. I go, what about those TikTokers and kids that are, you know, the scammers calling, hey, you know, give me your Social Security number because I need to help you out with your Medicare. And you know, they record them and do a TikTok and do a spoof on them. But you have to be careful of what your state you're in and how they apply. But Todd brought up an important point on that. He said, yeah, Fred, but most of the time they'll say, hey, we're recording you just to, or maybe you could say, hey, are you recording me? And you know, okay, then you can record. But what happened in this case is Julio Jones is a well-known wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons, and the big issue was you know, he's a star, and was he going to stay there? Was he going to go to another team? And his friend is Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp is a ESPN analyst or a newscaster, and out of the blue, again, there's no lawsuits going on or anything, but we're just going to talk about recording. Out of the blue, supposedly, he calls him up and he wants to ask him the question because he's a friend. Hey, are you happy at the Falcons? Because nobody, he's not talking. Basically, are you happy at the Falcons? You want to go to the Cowboys? And he calls him and he picks it up as a friend. Hey, buddy, what's going on? And he's recording. He's live on the air on ESPN. And apparently, Julio Jones didn't know about it. So here is a little bit of the tape from ESPN. I just want to do a little bit of it. And let's see if we can get this on. Let me see if I can get some going. All right. I just had it up a second ago. Now it's. But anyway, that's an issue you've got to be careful of when you're. Oh, we got
to
go out.
Yeah, you got to know where the other person, what state they're in, and right. You have to know the laws in the state that they're in, and you got to know the laws in the state that you're in too, because two different laws could apply. And there'd be two possible venues right. for a lawsuit. And it could be a crime, and it could also be a civil violation or a civil case where the other person could get monetary damages. Like in California, it's punishable up to, if you don't have two people consent, it's punishable up to 1 year in jail and a $2,500 fine. There are some exceptions to it in California, such as you're recording an illegal act or a crime in progress, but it would be the burden on the person who did the recording without the other person's consent to prove that defense.
I guess you could say that. If it was a scammer, then yeah.
I think Cal says he's got the audio.
All right, do you go ahead, Cal.
You watching Julio?
I really hope he answers here.
Julio, have the guts to pick up the phone. Yeah.
All right.
Julio.
This is on ESPN, right? ESPN.
It's on Fox.
Shannon Sharp.
Fox.
Is it on Fox?
No, it's ESPN.
I got you. This is your favorite uncle. What's going on, bro?
Man, not too much. I'm about to go meet up with my brother. What's happening with you?
Man, look. You want to go to the Cowboys, Julio? Or you want to stay in Atlanta?
Oh, man.
No,
nah, I'm out of there, man.
You out of there?
He says, I'm out of there.
Are you going to... Ideally, where would you like to go?
Right now, I want to win.
Okay. Well, don't go to Dallas. If you go, you ain't winning in Dallas, Julio.
Yeah, man, listen, come on, man. You already know, I know.
Okay. All right, that's good, Cal. Cool,
okay, so to clarify, that was on FS1, Fox Sports 1. So.
Fox Sports 1, and it was on Fox? Or was
it says FS1 in the corner.
Oh, good.
Yeah, okay. I think they used to be on ESPN, and then they took that show over to
Fox.
Yeah. Fox. Yeah.
Okay, so it's on Fox. All right, so that's interesting stuff that you have to remember that you know, when it comes down to recording someone, most of the time, the smartest thing to do is just get permission, right? That's the best thing to do.
I mean, think of the trust violated here between these two guys. These are friends.
Right.
And now all of a sudden he's thinking, anytime this guy calls, I've got to ask, are you recording me? That's right. Crazy.
You know, and I wanted to speak to that point. So a lot of people might be looking at this because the question was posed as a hypothetical in terms of could Shannon Sharp face any legal complications as a result of essentially ambushing him, Julio Jones, like that. And without Julio Jones coming forward to say, yes, I was aggrieved. You don't have a victim. I don't see anybody. I don't see any agency prosecuting him. Where it would really have had been an issue if it was. Now, just historically in this case, Julio Jones, longtime receiver for the Atlanta Falcons, and there were rumblings that he wanted out of Atlanta, and because they were going in a new direction. Now, if Julio Jones actually wanted to stay in Atlanta or wanted to keep that on the down low for negotiating purposes or something like that, I could see him being very upset that this was broadcast. Look, you just shot me in the foot from a negotiation standpoint. Because I want to get out or I want to be traded, and he still had money left on his contract. But the fact that Julio Jones acknowledged that he said he wanted out, was later traded to the Titans for just a couple of late round draft picks, I believe.
Yep.
So now he's with a new team. I don't think that there's any issues there between Julio and Shannon Sharp. Certainly no legal issues for Shannon Sharp, I don't believe, if Julio's not going to be if Julio's not going to be a victim. But as Fred said, and we talked about, this is conduct that you can't just look and say, oh, that happened on TV, so I'll do that. No, you could face serious legal consequences if you call somebody and they don't consent or they are upset.
Yeah, and the other thing that's important here is there's another part of the analysis, because this is where you are recording what is alleged to be confidential communications, as opposed to out there in the public and you're recording a public speaker and all of that. So there is an argument that that Julio would not have had an expectation of privacy, because here he's talking to a very good friend who he knows is a very public sports broadcaster.
Yeah, you do want... Okay, he knows.
Just to
he's
argue
a,
he, the other side.
Yeah, that's what, I'm with you. He knows he's a broadcaster. And he's, hey, dude, you're not recording me, are you? But you're right. It's still, I think Cal brought up the best point. It's, hey, this is a friend and confidence issue. You know, it's, you know, do you want to hang out with a buddy and chit chat with them from now on and say, are you recording me or not?
But, and especially the greeting that he used. Hey, you know, it was very friendly. It was not. I mean, having practiced that Fifth Estate for a long time, you always identify yourself. Hey, man, this is so-and-so from FS1. I'm doing a show.
Right.
Got a question for you. You know,
right. I was listening to a documentary about a reporter that worked for New York, one of the New York magazine or papers, and he was talking about making connection with the black web or the dark web. There we go. That's the word.
Right.
And that once he made connection, he had to identify himself, because that's the ethics that he's been provided by his own newspaper. And once he identified it went black. But he actually made contact with somebody on the dark web. But because of his ethics, he had to disclose who he was, and he couldn't get any other information.
Right.
So his paper required him to actually disclose who he is as part of their ethical standards in their newspaper.
Doing the right thing is rarely easy.
That's exactly right. Well, we've had a great time. 3 hours of Radio Law Talk. It has blown by. Cal and I are really hungry. We need to go home and eat. And but this time has been fun. We appreciate you staying with us. Remember, info@radiolawtalk.com. You can always call us 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us or Instagram us. We get some great messages from people that listen to this show that even help us out at times. But right now is the most important time. What? Quick takes, right, Cal?
That's right. There's that familiar music bed for quick takes. Mr. Penny, what's your quick take today?
We talked about water polo players just being a little bit dirty underneath the water, not doing what's right. My quick take is, glad I'm not playing water polo. I collect antiques, and I'm going to get a steel chastity belt if I had if I was playing water polo. I'd probably sink, though.
All right, Todd, what say you, my friend?
Well, all the talk about dogs, you don't have to worry about that if you have cats.
Denise, you're up.
All right. The question is, was Avenatti shamed enough to avoid a long prison term? Well, if I was other victims of him, I would think not.
We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, Radio Law Talk.
I was going to say...
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.